Despite talk of a recovery and higher stock prices, more and more Americans are being forced out of their homes. Can't pay the mortgage. Foreclosure reports mostly focus on cities, but as Scott Finn of West Virginia Public Broadcasting reports, rural communities are also being hit by a wave of foreclosure.
67-year-old Nancy Dix lives in a tidy double-wide trailer in rural West Virginia. But after her husband died, she nearly lost her home.
They was going to foreclose on 15, and I was packing up my stuff to move out. I really didn't have any place to go.
Brent Pomponio of Mountain State Justice says he's seen a spike in the number of rural clients such as Dix.
They line up out the door. There's not enough chairs in our waiting room for people that are in urgent need of help because they're about to lose their home.
In West Virginia, there's been a 45% increase in the foreclosure rate in the last year. Most rural areas missed the housing bubble, but many families refinanced into risky subprime loans. Now, Pomponio says, as miners and factory workers lose their jobs, their adjustable mortgage rates are going up.
It's a loan that's unaffordable and they're just scraping to get by and pay on it. If something breaks in any of their sources of income, then the whole thing goes to pot.
Still, according to the Mortgage Bankers Association, 9 of the 10 most rural states have foreclosure rates below the national average, at least for now. For NPR News, I'm Scott Finn in Charleston, West Virginia.